How often do you hear it? The cry as intense as a congregation to their preacher. A message mixed into every other fundraising campaign, pamphlet, shout-out for research grants, and every other attempt to appeal to the quick-fix dreams of those who are disadvantaged. We need a cure for autism, a cure to help those totally abnormal kids become normal, a cure against nature. If they invented one for polio, why can't they invent one for this? And how many people flock to this calling? There are a couple of things that I would want to know first before I jumped on this ill-conceived bandwagon. What exactly is it that's being cured? The spectrum of autism has grown exponentially, periodically. What you would have called quirky in the 60s is now autistic. Introverted is now Asperger's. Quiet now antisocial. Neurotypical is now atypical. Anyone who makes their way to a psych evaluation will be evaluated as having 1 to 3 disorders because those in that profession are trained to see what they expect to see. And I want to know how you find a cure for a line in the sand arbitrarily drawn by who knows who from who knows where, and how do you ever expect to cure what it is you can't even define? But despite all this, I agree. We do need a cure. We need a cure for ignorance. Ignorance by those who would presume to make a decision for a population without being educated as to their needs. We need a cure for labels, the notion that one characteristic of a personality means one is disabled. We need a cure for the viewpoint that those who don't do as well in the artificial construct of a culture with arbitrary rules and regulations are somehow inferior. We need a cure for the lack of compassion. We need a cure for the concept that a cure is the answer. The notion that the next new pill, the daring new breakthrough, will somehow bring an answer simple wrapped in a box that will take this burden off of our shoulders, because humans have been burdened since the dawn of time, and humans have been waiting for an easy solution, and humans have invented everything that could be imagined or couldn't be imagined, and now they have everything they've always said that they always wanted, and still manage to find a way to be miserable, and blame the person to the left or to the right for why things aren't just fine and dandy. We still haven't cured the sick. We still haven't fed the hungry. We still haven't used our shiny little tools to bring happiness. Why play doctor? Why imagine ailments in people? Why try to practice medicine when you don't even understand the concept of disease? If we're all so concerned about making a strong-lasting, mentally healthy society, why don't we start focusing on our own mental, physical, and spiritual health first?